Before the sun was even up, and most Spider-Man fans, Davey Vara and his three children were already standing downtown trying to get sneak peeks of the Amazing Spider-Man's first day of filming.
We've been out here since about 4, 4:30 in the morning.
Wow.
Yep. Kids are huge Spider-Man fans. I mean, I'm a Spider-Man fan. Who doesn't like Spidey, you know?
At first glance, Rochester's Main Street does look a lot like New York City. Vara points out a few of the noticeable changes. All local signs have been removed, and Rochester's police cars have been replaced with NYPD-marked vehicles.
We've seen pretty cool stuff. This morning we saw the Oscorp trucks. So anyone that knows Spider-Man knows Oscorp Corporation. So we saw those armored trucks being transported here.
The production is expected to significantly help stimulate the local economy. An estimated $500,000 will be funneled throughout the city for the next week, and hundreds of residents have accepted roles as extras. But Vara's children don't really care about all that. They just want to catch a glimpse of the man of the hour.
Why do you love Spider-Man? Tell me why you love Spider-Man.
Because he's a superhero.
And what do superheroes do?
They save people.
And who's the bad guy?
Electro.
Why is he the bad guy?
Because he electrocutes people.
That's Vara's 9-year-old son, Danny. While showing me his Spider-Man action figure, Danny's 12-year-old sister, Anne Marie, gets in on the conversation.
Is the saying true? If you get here early, you get to see more stuff?
Yeah.
What have you seen?
Well, I've seen a lot of cars come through. I saw a Lamborghini come through earlier.
Whoa, a Lamborghini?
Yes.
I want to be in a Lamborghini.
Me too.
Why do you like Spider-Man? What draws you to Spider-Man?
Well, I grew up with Spider-Man. Tobey Maguire was my favorite, but I like this guy. He's cool. He's smooth with everything. He's not, like, some actors are choppy and don't do good, like, the best, like the other person, but he's pretty good.
You sound like you know your stuff.
Yeah, I do.
David is Danny and Anne Marie's 11-year-old brother.
Do you think the world needs superheroes?
Yeah, because the cops can't always do everything.
So if you could be one, you would be one of the superheroes we use?
Mm-hmm.
What would be your superhero name?
Wasp Man.
Why Wasp Man?
Because I've been thinking about that name for years, and I made costume and everything.
You did, really? Describe it. What's it look like?
Well, it's all black, and it covers my face, and I have some boots for it.
All right, so when you make your debut, you're going to have to come find me, okay? Because I want to be like your personal reporter.
Okay.
Deal?
Deal.
Vara's children excitedly look through the dozens of photos they took all morning before heading to school. They say the photographs will serve as proof that they were actually on location. Helping to direct crew members and cast members as they prep for production is Thaddeus Williams. He moved from Rochester to pursue his love of filmmaking, and now he's back as an official member of the Spider-Man production team.
Today I'm in charge of the picture cars. So basically, we're going to have an armored vehicle drive through a fleet of police cars. Since, you know, no one's allowed to be on the street, we had to make the street look like it's occupied. So we have 150 people from the Rochester area with their cars lined up on the street. And then the stunt cars are going to be doing the stunts in the middle of the street.
Williams says the movie stars like Emma Stone, Andrew Garfield, Martin Sheen, or Jamie Foxx are not expected to be on set this week, just production teams and stunt crew. But he adds, surprise appearances are not unheard of in this business. The Amazing Spider-Man 2 will be released in May of 2014 in 2D and 3D. And according to Eastman Kodak, the motion picture is being filmed on Kodak Vision 3 color negative film. Production for the car chase scene is expected to wrap up May 9th. Lachey Agnew, WXXI News.